From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, ET Encounters. Here's what's happening. Oh boy, new indicators, including satellite images, show that North Korea could be in the midst of building new missiles, according to the Washington Post, citing officials familiar with the intelligence. According to the Post, the official said the new information reveals that work is potentially taking place on one or two liquid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missiles. Not a good sign. Remember that plane, MH370, disappearing near Indonesia over the southern Indian Ocean? Well, here's the latest. Missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 was likely steered off course deliberately by someone and flew over the southern Indian Ocean for more than 7 hours after communications were severed, according to a safety report into that disaster. The report by a 19-member international team provided no firm conclusions yet about what happened, even though a lot of people are pointing their finger at the pilot. The head of the MH370 safety investigation said that more definitive answers could come if the plane's wreckage and black boxes are ever found. The Boeing 777 carrying 239 people from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing vanished March 8, 2014. Authorities in a Phoenix suburb say a man fatally stabbed his 81-year-old grandmother because he was tired of taking care of her. Chandler police say that 30-year-old Brandon Smith is being held on suspicion of first-degree premeditated murder. The promise of any internet-oriented company is that growth is limitless. Software scales quickly with an amazing series of margins, and every human with an internet connection is a potential customer. But what happens when you run out of humans? According to a research center, 89% of the Americans are active on the internet. Exclude Americans 50 and older, and that jumps to 97%. Almost a quarter of the Americans say that they are almost constantly online. The idea that America's internet addicts simply haven't heard of Facebook or Netflix is just plain ridiculous. Everyone has. However, Facebook's daily active users in the U.S. and Canada have gone almost nowhere in the last year, and that's not good news. Let's check in with Lauren Weinstein, expert on the internet force. Lauren, this is not good news for Facebook, is it?
Yeah, they're kind of taking it from all sides now. I mean, keep in mind, I never use Facebook. I use Google Plus. I'm happy over there. But when you look at what's happening with Facebook, even before this current round of problems, they were starting to face limits of growth, like what you were talking about. And it was starting to look more and more like other parts of the world, developing parts of the world, were going to be where they'd have to go. What you're looking at now, though, is you have governments all around the world who are mad at Facebook. You have Facebook's users mad at Facebook. You have Facebook's stockholders mad at Facebook. Maybe Russia isn't mad at Facebook. I don't know. But you put this all together, all the pressures on them, and it's like in a matter of a year or so here, the entire outlook on Facebook has gone. I'm not saying necessarily from a financial standpoint, but in terms of sentiment, from positive to negative. And there's no telling what kind of government actions are going to be coming down the line now, not just from Europe, but potentially Europe and other parts of the world, but potentially here in the U.S. too.
And Lauren, unlike MySpace's case where Facebook knocked MySpace off, I don't think anybody's going to come and knock Facebook off. I think they're going to do it to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, remember that MySpace came along relatively early in the life cycle of the internet that we're looking at now. So the entire idea of social media was different back then.
That's right.
In significant ways. And what we're finding now is that people are migrating to different kinds of systems. So you have Facebook, you have Google Plus, you have Instagram, you have, you know, all these different kinds of ways for people to communicate, many of which are having the same kinds of problems, of course, with fake news, with government intervention. In India, there are terrible problems going on now where fake stories are causing deaths. There are lynchings that are occurring because of fake stories that are being promulgated on social media, and the social media companies are going crazy trying to figure out how to control that. So the internet has evolved. These companies are trying to evolve with it, But what we're finding now is that there's a lot more problems, and governments that were kind of sitting on their hands for many, many years on this are now getting very involved. And as we know, when governments get involved with technology, often they make things worse instead of better.
They should. Lauren, thank you so much. A wrongful death lawsuit seeking $100 million in damages has been filed against the operator of the duck boat that sank on a lake near Branson, Missouri, killing 17 people a few weeks ago. Around the world on Friday last, the blood moon, people all over Europe saw this and they were amazed. What else did they see? What else is in the skies? Let's check in with Stephen Cates, Dr. Sky. Hi, Stephen.
Well, there, George. While we begin with space, so many wonderful things to talk about. But you know, George, getting manned missions to the moon and Mars may be the easy part, as NASA has come out and the Russian Space Agency saying that current issued space suits that they have may not be up to speed and certainly need new designs. They're old designs, and obviously the understatement of the hour is this is very critical, costly, but necessary. Continuing with space, George, we find out simply the International Space Station, which we haven't talked about in a while, some 252 miles above the Earth. Well, let's put that in relativistic terms. When we fly on commercial airliners, let's say an average height above the Earth of 35,000 feet, we find out that the space station in feet is 1,330,000 feet high up in the sky. It's a big difference. But remember this, folks, and George, it's obvious, we're still only in low Earth orbit, and we haven't really ventured out to places like Mars. Going on to space, NASA, of course, celebrated its 60th anniversary this weekend. So many amazing things. We could talk for hours about it and great things to come. But, George, this is a very special night as all time here on this radio show, Talk in the Sky. This, in my opinion, the night of Mars. If you have clear skies, folks, Mars will not be as close, George, to us until September of 2035.
Wow.
It's a little over 35 million miles away. We've reached the point of closeness right now. So every hour, sadly, Mars is slowly moving away from us. But the good news is, if you have a telescope out there, George, we're watching this all the time. The major dust storm has kind of shrunk a little bit, and the skies are clearing. So there's still many, many months yet of seeing Mars. And talking about that, just to keep it in perspective, talking about the blood moon, the moon average distance, George, is about 238,000 miles. So putting that in perspective with Mars, Mars is 150 times farther than the moon is away, but close to the Earth. Wrapping it up, the great Dr. Sky event that we're doing, George, the Mars and Meteor Madness event that'll be taking place. Rooms are going quick. The Sedona Rouge beautiful resort there, naturally in Sedona, the weekend of August 11th and 12th. Book now. We're going to have a special event, George. Telescopes, prizes, a big event with the meteor shower. SedonaRouge.com. And for more information, drsky@cox.net. Always remember to keep your eyes to the skies.
Sounds like fun. I'll tell you what else is fun. You might remember the old Gong Show with Chuck Barris, right? Well, a casting call has been put out by the new Gong Show, ABC show, and our very own UFO Phil answered it. Hi, Phil. Welcome.
Hi, George. It's great to talk to you.
You too, my friend. And of course, everyone knows UFO Phil because on most Fridays, he ends our program singing his beautiful song. I really love it. But have fun with the Gong Show. What are you going to do there?
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm going to perform a different one of my original songs. This one is it's like a hip hop, like a rap song that's based on a true life alien abduction experience that I had.
Are they ready for you?
Oh, I hope so, and I hope I don't get gonged. Actually, for two reasons, I hope I don't get gonged. One is because, well, if they gong me, then I have to stop my act right in the middle of it and leave the stage. And the second reason is, well, can you keep a secret?
I sure can.
Well, the gong that they have looks like a giant gold UFO.
Uh-huh.
And if they hit it, I'm just afraid if there's any aliens inside at the time that they'll get rattled and maybe hurt.
You never know. Can you give us maybe about 10 seconds of that song?
Sure. It goes a little something like this, George. If you know me, then you know what I do. I listen to transmissions from Mars and the Moon, the alien channels. Yeah, I'm down with that because the aliens got flavor, and that's really fast.
I love it. Thanks, Phil. Keep in touch. And, of course, the program is this coming Thursday. Watch UFO Phil. Up next, of course, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, joins us on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you. Glynis McCants has been studying numerology for more than 200 years. She's going to laugh about that. Glynis believes that knowledge is power, and when you have someone's name, date of birth, you can discover who they really are. The numbers, of course, are not just in people, but also in our homes, businesses. She is a noted author as well. Glynis Has Your Number, has amassed a strong following. Her website, numberslady.com. No, you're really not 200 years old, Glynis.
Well, I'll tell you, it feels like I have for that long. It's actually been over 27 years, and that's a long time to study something.
It really is.
Do study it 24/7, so it's been wonderful. It is my passion. And as you know, it's funny about your Coast to Coast crowd. A lot of them carry around Glynis Has Your Number or Love by the Numbers, and they use it all the time now.
They do. They do. It's like a reference guide for life for them.
Yes, exactly.
How old were you, and not in terms of, you know, giving me your age, but I mean, how old were you when you started numerology? Were you a little girl?
I was a teenager when I started, and my heart was broken. I went to see what I was told was a psychic. Turned out she was not a psychic per se. She was a numerologist. And she explained to me, you're just mourning the family, not just this guy that you broke up with, but you're very close in numerology to the mom and sister. And when she said that, it was like a wake-up call for me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It explained why when I went to that house, I felt like I belonged there. But it really wasn't him, because we were not compatible. In numerology, we were a challenge. And so that's when I first started. First heartbreak, and then learning the numbers, and then studying it for 13 years before I wrote my first book, my self-published book, Glynis Has Your Number. And then I've just kept going out there, and publishing house picked up that book. We added 100 new pages, so it was like the ultimate edition of Glynis Has Your Number, and I've just done it ever since. It is a remarkable thing, because George, it's very much alive. And it's alive if we go back to Pythagoras, who actually created the system.
He started it.
Yeah, 2,500 years ago. But the belief is everything has vibration. Like each day has vibration. Each month that we go through has vibration. The world number has a vibration. And most importantly, people do. So when you meet somebody, you experience energy quickly. Like you might someone say, oh, my gosh, I feel like I've known you my whole life. Chances are you are compatible in numerology. But you might meet someone else, and you kind of get tired. You're like, wow, I don't know why that was kind of a draining conversation. It's vibration, and that's what I teach.
My colleague, Tim Conway Jr., who does a show in Los Angeles right before I come on, and I do a crossover with him every night, it gets so excited every time you're on the program. I mean, he just loves listening to you.
Well, and he's a delight. You know, one time you had me do his numbers.
That's right. Absolutely.
He loved it.
And his father's Tim Conway Sr.
Exactly.
Everybody knows from the Carol Burnett Show, and a great comedian.
Person. And the son has a lot of humor, too.
Oh, yeah. 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 He took after Dad on that one. But he loves the numbers. But I'm beginning to wonder.
Yes.
Everybody seems to love the numbers. Everybody's curious about this. I mean, we're going to take calls with you next hour.
Yes.
Already, every phone line is jammed.
Right.
We're not even taking numbers yet. But people want to position themselves so they don't get left out.
Exactly.
And
that's how it started. You know, when I first did radio, it was 1995. I was on KFI Talk Radio. I was supposed to be on for 15 minutes. Promoting comedy, because back then I was doing stand-up comedy, and I mentioned numerology. The phone lines went berserk, and I was on for 3 hours, George.
I love it.
It's always been true. People respond very well to understanding who they are, and it's nice to have a tool that you can use that's easier, right? We don't want it to be so complicated that you can't apply it to your life. So I do simplify as best I can.
Glynis McCants with us, numberslady.com. That is her website. We're going to spend this hour talking with her about events that are happening around this planet and how they affect all of us. And, of course, next hour we'll take phone calls with you. She'll do some readings. If you have questions about numerology, definitely jump on board like that. How difficult is it, Glynis, for someone to learn how to be a numerologist?
Well, I would say to learn how to actually be a numerologist, that takes time. You know, just like I said to you, I spent 13 years studying. I learned the basic numbers, but then I started doing readings. I read the people in my life, my family, and then I noticed patterns that I'd never read in a book. See, that's the key. If you have something to add to the science of numbers that is accurate, then I believe it's your calling, And I always say to these people, hey, give yourself a good 10 years to research it and study. But when it comes to just being able to read in the family, I've had people pick up a book, take it to a wedding that weekend, and read everybody. Because I laid it out that way, where you can actually read the definitions right away. But to actually learn it and be able to be an expert, it takes time.
It does take time. There's
sure.
no doubt about that.
Yeah.
We ended about a week or week and a half ago, a Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
And why do some people consider that to be such an unlucky number?
Well, here's the thing. It's fascinating that day energy, okay, the 13th we know, 1 plus 3 is 4. And for someone like you, I think you enjoy the 4 energy, correct?
I love it. Love it. It's
but
me.
You were born on a 4-day.
Yes,
that
I was.
That energy is compatible to you. But if that energy is a challenge to people, they can have a bad day. That's number one. But here's number two. In numerology, there are 3 energies in each day. So I'm going to give you an example. Just what we went through. July 13th, 2018. When you break it down, the first thing you break down is the day. 1 plus 3 is 4. Then you take 7/13. When you reduce that to one digit, it's a 2. And then you add 2018, because that's when I take that full date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I do a birthday, but when I do a date, you take that full date, reduce it to one digit, it's another 4. So I would have told you that this last Friday the 13th was a day based in truth. Like, it was going to be in your face, honesty, something would come up. And I said that before that day happened. Well, that happens to be the day we got the Mueller report about those 12 indictments.
Right.
Right, so that's the day it hit. And to me, that made sense. But then I did some research and looked at other Friday the 13th where there was bad luck. And what I noticed, George, is the actual numbers in the date had conflict within them. So here's an example. Do you remember that luxury liner that capsized? And it was because of the captain. It was actually January 13th, 2012.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
Like this gorgeous, and he was showing off, and it just went wrong, and he got off that ship when people drowned.
Yep. He's supposed to go down with the ship.
Exactly. The captain is not supposed to get off. So I checked it. 1/13/2012. Well, when you break that down, it's a 4-5 day in numerology. Well, that's duality. That's a day that has a challenge within it, and that to me makes sense that something bad like that happened. August 13th, 2014. That's when Hurricane Charley hit the west coast of Florida, and that was insane. It was like going 200 miles an hour. It killed 10 people. When these dramas happen, I look and say, oh, what's happening that day? Sure enough, it was a 3-4-1 day. Those numbers are completely a challenge. So that's how it works. And if you want to get a little macabre, do you remember that movie Alive when
mm-hmm.
those rugby players
I
crashed?
Do. Yep.
That was Friday the 13th, 1972, when it happened. And again, toxic numbers.
Well, I want to ask you about this, and this is a kind of very serious and,
yes.
and very sad.
Yes.
Art Bell died on April 13th of this year. Was there any significance to that date?
Well, that was Friday the 13th, though, right?
It was Friday the 13th.
Right. So to me, because, you know, Art Bell, first of all, was such a fascinating person. And his mind was so strong. He was always looking into everything. You know, why are we here? What are we doing here? Didn't it make sense that Friday the 13th would be when he crossed over? To me, that made sense. Like, when that happened, I thought, okay, wow, that's powerful.
It was so strange that
yeah.
night, Glynis.
I've
got to tell you, everybody on my staff, and I was broadcasting out of St. Louis at the time in my cave,
yeah.
everybody at the time couldn't verify it. And
yeah.
you can't go with those stories until you can verify it. You just can't.
Exactly.
And when we heard it was Friday the 13th, I'm saying, is this a fake news story? Did somebody
right.
set this up?
Right.
And then, of course, we found out from the Nye County Sheriff's Department that he indeed had died. And then we went with the story.
And yet, again, the power of Friday the 13th in that scenario, to me, I mean, why would this man who made such a difference and affected millions of lives, would he cross over on a normal day? It just seemed right to me, even though it's tragic. I mean, it's tragic that he passed away at all. And by the way, if you asked me, okay, was there conflict in that date? Yes, there was. That was not an easy date. And I don't know his whole story. What was the update on him?
Well, we don't know. We still don't have the autopsy report. He had COPD, chronic lung issues,
mm-hmm.
But we don't have the report, so I can't tell you.
And do you, if anyone happens to have his birthday, that would also be good to know. Do you know what his?
July 17th, and I think it was, I can't remember the year. He was,
well, just knowing
he was 73.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you. What was the year?
I think he just he would have turned 73. I'll check it in the break. We'll be back. And welcome back to Coast with our very special guest, Glynis McCants. We'll take calls next hour with Glynis, by the way. So August 25th in Asheville, North Carolina, is our live stage show. Really looking forward to it. A series of great guests, meet and greets, music and singing. Just having a great time. How do you get your tickets? Two ways. You can go straight to the website of the theater, which is dwtheatre.com, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. That's why I threw that silly accent on there. dwtheatre.com, and put my name in the events and then start clicking away. Or just go to coasttocoastam.com and click the events icon at the top of the homepage, and it'll take you there. One of our special guests is a guy who deals with all kinds of mysteries, plus he's in charge of the band that I'm going to be singing with, Micah Hanks. Micah, looking forward to this. Here we go again, huh?
Yeah, George, you remember that line from the Blues Brothers movie, we're getting the band back together?
Yep. Here we go. Looking for how you doing on the music and the songs?
Oh, it's going great. You know, we always have so much fun getting these songs together because it's really eclectic. You pick great songs, and, of course, we enjoy performing them. And right here in my hometown of Asheville, couldn't be more fun.
And you're going to be a guest on the program as well.
That's true, yeah. We always have great conversations, too, so it's kind of the whole package, isn't it?
Looking forward to it. It's almost sold out, Micah. There are still some seats in the balcony and a couple on the sides on the bottom level, so they go fast. Asheville's a beautiful town, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, that's why, as a native, I travel a lot, as you know, but I still love living here, and I know that there are a few people right here in my hometown who are, you know, holding out, haven't bought their tickets yet. Well, guys, you got to get them. Get them soon.
We'll see you in about 25 days, my friend.
That's right, my man.
Okay, Micah Hanks there. And, of course, how do you get your tickets? You go to coasttocoastam.com, click events at the top of the homepage, or look in the carousel reel. That's that revolving section that Lex has there. And just order your tickets and come see us. And welcome back. Lots to talk about with Glynis McCants. But, Glynis, you asked Art Bell's date of birth, and, of course, it was June 17th. We knew that. But 1945, he would have been 73 years old this year.
Right. So I was looking at that, and, it, you know, his chart's really interesting. The fact that he was a six-life path, that is like the father energy. Like, when you think of the people who followed Art Bell's work, didn't they just adore him? You know, they had such love for him, and they trusted him. That idea of, I've got your back, that's where he came from. But on the day he crossed over, he was in a personal year of seven. And seven is that spiritual move, George. You know, when we talk, I make that joke, even with you as a seven life path, that one day that spaceship will come, and off you'll go. You know, so
right.
On Friday the 13th, he crossed over. But it's not surprising to me that at this point it's still a mystery, because that's another trait of seven energies that we don't get the whole story.
Interesting take. Okay, let's take a look at
matters.
Let's look at some world events, but also I want to ask you about the month of August as we approach it very quickly now.
Yes.
I can't believe, does it feel fast to you this year?
Oh, well, I would say there's something funny about this year. Yes, it's been incredibly fast, but some of it has felt slow moving. Do you know,
really?
Like, they're
not for me. This is like, this has been like a train.
Yeah,
going downhill.
Absolutely. But it's just, there's some things you want to have happen, and that's going to take forever. And then your life itself, it's passing. It's like, what? We're in August? My goodness. But let me tell you what it also means. The month of eight, there's two things happening. And this is a turning point because of our world number two. I talked to you about that master number 11-2, the world number.
Mm-hmm.
It points to being very intuitive, that any of us who are tapping into that natural psychic ability, it's stronger than usual. And in the month of eight, which is August, it comes to a head. You know, you've seen a lot of political stuff happening, like tonight when you talked about Kim Jong-un, right?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they're apparently starting up their ballistic missile program again. What the heck is that all about?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not surprised, and I'll tell you why. Because having a meeting with someone like Kim Jong-un, come on, he wasn't going to be honest. He wasn't going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to clean up my act. I'll get rid of my nuclear arsenal. He didn't say that. It was a moment. It was a beginning, right? When Mike Pompeo says it's going to take time, that is correct. So I know for our president, it's upsetting because he felt like there was huge progress.
Well, maybe he's doing it. Maybe Kim is doing this to put the pressure on us to give them more things, right?
Right. Of course it has to be negotiation, right? No matter what, this is about negotiation. But I'm saying that first meeting, there was no way that would be the end of it. You know, Trump said many times, look, I shook his hand. I trust that handshake. Well, it takes more than that. And there's another thing happening with Kim Jong-un. He's in a personal year of two, which means he really is being a chess player. You see, he is playing a game right now of what's in it for him. How does he benefit? How does he get more power on the world stage? That's what he wants.
Interesting take. How about the world in general? Are we in good? I mean, there's problems with Iran.
Yes.
There's problems with North Korea. Mm-hmm. Israel's having problems with Hamas, as they always do.
Right. What's issues with Brexit?
Yes. Well, right? I mean, but Brexit's not going to cause a war.
No. No. We have
these other things will.
Rumblings. Here's what I would tell you again. Going to this energy. You're feeling this all over the place. A lot of people aren't able to handle it either. If you'll notice, when we talk about suicide, have you noticed there's been an increase this year?
Yes, there has been.
I mean, it's every time you turn around, George, you're hearing about another high-profile suicide. I would tell you that people have to learn to disconnect. Like my advice to your whole audience, you have to find a way to step away from your computer. You know, don't take on every headline. Do not take all this in. It's not good for you. Get out. Play music that makes you happy. Go out and watch a movie so that you can escape and relax. Take up yoga. Take up meditation. Anything to get back in your own center. Because that's what's going wrong. And that's why even with you, you are used to getting a lot of information. That's what you do for a living. But this year it feels a bit like an overload, does it not?
I'm doing a lot of stuff this year.
Well, you're staying busy, but that's you personally. I mean, in headlines.
Every the headlines. Every second there's a new headline.
That's right, and it always seems like we're up against something else. We're under threat, so we have to pause a moment because it's not as big as it feels. It's just those of us that are sensitive are more ineffective than usual. And that's why I say if you are depressed right now or you're thinking suicidal thoughts, you got to get some help right away.
You're saying that rhetorically. I'm not thinking those thoughts.
Not you. I'm talking about your audience. Because I read a lot of Coast to Coasters, and they're very sensitive people. And they take on a lot. And this year, I feel like they're a bit overwhelmed. And my message is to say that when you think of suicide, that is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. You know, that's never your answer. So we have to be aware of it because it's happening a lot.
We broadcast live on holidays.
Uh-huh.
We'll be live next month on Labor Day, for example. We'll be live on Thanksgiving. We'll be live on Christmas Eve and Christmas and New Year's Eve and New Year's. As a matter of fact, I think those days are on my nights.
Wow.
But we do that, Glynis, because there are so many lonely people out there, and the holidays are the saddest for the lonely ones, aren't they?
Absolutely true, yes, because that's when you start to wonder, well, why am I not with somebody? Or maybe you lost your family, you're like, oh, I'm all alone. But if you have somewhere to go, you don't feel that way.
And that's why we're there.
That is amazing that you do that, George, because you know a lot of people don't do that.
Yep, I've done this all my life, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, that really is
just
helpful.
The way it is.
And just going to you for a moment, because you are in a personal year of three, this is your year of performance. Like, you're really supposed to be out there talking and having fun and also getting in touch with your own inner child, like trying to find some humor. Have you been doing that? Like,
oh, I love it.
Yeah, are you laughing? Are you having fun?
All the way.
See, that's exactly.
Not to the bank, but I'm just laughing.
But that's what I say is, like, if you learn these things about you, like, what personal year am I in? What can I focus on? So that means no matter what happens in the big picture in the world, you can still have a good time. And here's my other advice. In the month of August, for people personally, look at that as an opportunity to increase income. You know, if you've got money you've been saving, look into possibly investing. And also the full moon. You know, the full moon has tremendous impact on people.
Oh,
and I'm
absolutely.
Sure it affects you.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the next full moon, it's August 26th, which is an 8-day. And we know that 8, just like the month of 8, I'm literally suggesting to my clients, pick up a green candle, get your white candle and just meditate on your prosperity. What is it you need your money for? What is it you're trying to make happen? Is it a business you want? Is it a book you want to write? Whatever this creative stuff is, you should be using that energy in the month of August.
I interviewed during my St. Louis Nighthawk days an emergency medical technician specifically about full moon events that happen with EMT drivers and calls.
Oh, yeah.
And he said it is uncanny how during a full moon, how many emergency calls they get.
Absolutely.
For everything.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. It's that increase. We know that the moon obviously impacts water, and if you think how much water is in a human being, it's not surprising that we are so affected by it.
It's a gravitational pull or something.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
But the good news is you can use it to your advantage because it also is an opportunity. Like if you're meditating and focusing on something good for you, you can manifest it.
Glennis, do you see another tragedy of 9/11 or something like that in the not-too-distant future?
I don't, but I'm going to say, look, we've got terrorism. There's no getting around it. Here's what I'm upset about, and I feel like no matter what side you're on, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter, none of us want someone to manipulate our election. We all want that vote to count.
We want it to be fair.
We sure do.
Whatever happens, happens, but we want it to be fair.
We do, and we want to know what our vote actually counted. So my concern right now with Russia and the back and forth and saying, yes, they interfered, oh, no, they didn't. Well, yeah, they did. And if you really do your research, you know that. So all I care about, I mean, I think we need to go back to paper ballots, George. Try to make this as good as
well. Glennis, I don't think they electronically manipulated the votes. They didn't get in and change them, all to Donald Trump, for example.
Well, of course.
But
it's still manipulation. I still say if you have a paper ballot, that feels safer.
What they did, I think, was dirty politics.
Sure.
They got information and used it, passed it on, whatever.
And they knew locations of where to look and where to do it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It was dirty politics. But you know what? I would guess that almost every political side has been engaged in some kind of shenanigans since the beginning of politics.
Right. And of course, we watched that with Nixon. And I would say this again. I don't mind finding out Democrats or Republicans did something that was shady and they get in trouble. When it's outside the country, we have a problem. And that's what I think we all need to focus on. Because if we let someone outside this country, they can change their mind tomorrow and then suddenly go with the Democrat. We don't know. So why would we want that?
Glennis McCants with us. We're going to take phone calls with Glennis next hour. Later on in the show tonight, Robert Stanley joins us as we talk about ETs and covert operations and what's happening in that arena. Record-breaking Mission Impossible movie coming out this weekend. Tom Cruise just keeps killing it, doesn't he?
Yes, he's amazing. He really is. And of course, it's in his numerology. I have to tell you, in the Glennis Has Your Number book, he was my example of how to find your life path number. And that's because that book was written originally in 1998. So we're talking 20 years now. But he was number one at what he does. Now, isn't that interesting that here we are 20 years later and he's number one? Mission Impossible broke its record. It got made more money than any of the Mission Impossibles before it.
Good for him.
Yeah, it made $65.1 million. It made $155 million worldwide. And they believe by the time it's done, George, he's going to have made $10 billion in ticket sales. So how is that possible, right?
I love it.
Well, the number that comes to mind, the one life path is what he is. But he has a lot of ones in his charts. His numbers are 156, 3-1 with a one attitude. When you have a bunch of ones, you are constantly running the race. You're like an adrenaline junkie. And I'm assuming you have not seen this film yet, but
No, I have not.
It's worth it for one reason. Not only does he...
I always look at them when they hit the television screen.
Absolutely. But when you watch these stunts, you will not believe what he does in this movie. Like, I couldn't believe it. No one in the audience could believe what we saw. And that's why this man is so good at what he does. But he's often said...
How old is he now?
He is 56, and does not look as...
No, he does not. He still looks like he's in his 30s.
I know. So we have to figure out what is he doing. You know, he gets razzed for Scientology, but if there's a cream over there, I want to buy it.
I want those supplements, that's for sure.
Whatever it is. But the point is, that explains it. It's exciting to see someone literally living by their numerology. Like, you can look at a numerology blueprint to get a sense of what someone could be good at, but to watch them, notice that he keeps his focus, because he's had ups and downs. He's had movies that didn't do well, but he never stops keeping his eye on the prize, and look at him now.
Yep. And he deserves it, too, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, hey, listen,
he's got a good guy.
Everyone who works with him gives him high praise.
Yep.
That's not where he is criticized.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so let's look ahead for the rest of the year. What's Glenna see?
Well, we have a lot going on. You know, what I see is good always as we pull out. August, as I said, will be breakthroughs. So we all need to pay attention. I'm sure with you and the reporting that you do, it'll all unfold. As we go into September, 9 always represents you taking a look at your life and say, what is necessary? You know, what do I need? Am I in a relationship that doesn't feel good? Maybe we need to take a break. You know, is there a job that I'm doing just for a paycheck, but I'm not happy? It's time to move on. So keep that in mind for September. You know, anyone who's feeling stuck, that's a month to do something about it. And then when you head into October, you've got some power. Why? Because the world numbers are 2. You'll be in a month of 1. 1, 2, 3 is always magic. So it just pushes you in ambition. The 2 is about love, if you're looking for love. And 3 means communicating what you feel. Are you doing anything big in October?
Halloween, ghost to ghost.
Oh, okay. Well, that should be a particularly powerful one for you then, because that is magic. 1, 2, 3, that's what it embraces this year. So there's some good coming up. And, of course, I'm looking forward.
And, you know, you did a Beyond Belief show with me back a couple of years ago that people still watch.
Yes.
And
that
got a hit
is a great show. How long have you done it now?
It's going on 6 years.
Now, and, that is flown by for you, correct?
It's fun. Yeah. I love it. We go to Denver, a Boulder area, once a month and tape 4 programs and then pop back on a plane. I either go to St. Louis or back to Los Angeles.
Wow.
And we just keep going.
And, you know, that again speaks to... I set something up for your audience that's a little different. At numbercity.com, they often look up their life path, like you're a 7, and there's packs of numbers. 1, 5, 7 are the mind numbers, which is you, but it also means movement. Like if I counsel someone who's a 1 life path or a 5 life path or a 7, I always say, do you get to travel? If they do, they're very happy. If they don't, they are miserable.
Interesting.
Yeah, they feel stuck. So that's your pack of numbers. But I added, you know how people sometimes write to you about master numbers and what it means?
Yes.
I added that to the site. So the people who follow you, the ones who wonder about the master number, it is now, if you go to the menu at numbercity.com, they can click where it says master numbers and learn more about it.
By the way, Glynis is also a consultant at paranormaldate.com.
Yes.
And gives great advice. Now, when we take calls next hour, you need what?
What I need is their first name and their full date of birth. And if it's a question about a relationship, I need that first name with that full date of birth.
Okay. And you prefer a question, or are you just going to just go?
I can just go always, because I can tell them what cycle they're in and stuff. But if they have a specific question, I'll ask them after I've done a little bit of a read.
All right, super. Glenna McKenzie, and your books are still available, aren't they?
Oh, gosh. Not only that, but they're still selling really well because they work. You know how some things, it's like a joke, George. Sometimes you'll see a sitcom, like I Love Lucy is still funny. Well, my books still work. They're accurate. So, yes, people still use them. They apply them to their life. And going back to that question, you said to become an actual numerologist takes time. But to pick up a book and just read family, you can do that right away. That's how easy that book was set up for you.
And that's fun, too.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. You know, it's a great party book to have, I think.
That's right. Well, people use it as a coffee table book. You know, Love by the Numbers, it's great for matchmaking. And as you've said before, it's true. Men actually have that book. Oh, I need to tell you something. August 20th, my audio version of Love by the Numbers goes online.
Oh, and whose voice? You're going to do it?
Me. I'm doing the whole thing.
Oh, good for you.
I've been audio taping it. And August 20th, it will be uploaded. It will be at audiblebooks.com.
And by the way, that's intense. Let me tell you.
It's work, isn't it?
It really, really is.
How many times have you done an audio book?
I've done 1 audio book, and that's all I'm going to do.
It takes a long time, doesn't it?
It sure does. We're going to come back in just a moment, Glynis. We'll take phone calls with you for your final hour next on Coast to Coast AM.